Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, Gemay Kamifligi, what are they arguing about? Yeah? Yes. So, Bahai Kra Kamifligi, they're arguing with the following Pasuk. This is Pasuk Chof Gimel. The Pasuk that's after that, right? So this is very important to get this Pasuk down. The Gemara Baruch Hashem writes the whole Pasuk, and we're going to be going back to this Pasuk. So like, V'chosov, and he should write, right? Which is going to be, you can see the Kohen, Es ha'alois, the alois, so as we're saying, the curses, yeah, ha'ela, these curses, ha'kohen v'sefer. Okay, so I'm just going to, well, let's just analyze this Pasuk a little bit. If you see it right, V'chosav, so now some people are going to say S, some people, there's a whole makalok, as if you Dorish Etin or not, right? We know that Nochum Ish Gamzu was Dorish all the Etin in the Torah until he got a certain one, and then Rekiva was Dorish it, right? So there's a shayla if you Dorish S, yeah? Now, Ha'alois is obviously means the curses, but there's also, if you notice, there's an extra hey on the word Ha'alois, yeah? And Ha'ela is normally reduction, right? I mean, it's a miut, these and not others, yeah? And there's also, if you notice, there's a hey on the ale, ha'ela. Okay? A coin b'sefer. So basically, there's... Now, Rebbe Meir, sova, alois. So now we're taking the word alois, is alois mamash. Means, alois means the actual curses. So the actual curses, if you also see, I wrote on, the actual curses appear in posuk chof, Aleph, yeah, and maybe and continue to chof bays, right? It means the nasty bits, yeah. The Shem's going to basically curse you. So he says you. So ha'alos is referring to the posuk posuk chof aleph and chof bays. Now ha'alos, when it says a hay, right? You see ha'alos means l'rabois. We're saying that the hay is including, yeah, klalois. Habois machmas brochus. So let's just say, right, klalos means the curses that come machmas because of the brochus. Right? What does it mean, the klalos that come because of the brochus? Basically, it's a diuk. You look at the brochus that are mentioned in Pasuk Yud Tes. Yeah? It says, and if you are innocent, yeah, then everything's going to be okay. Yeah? But we make a diuk from that. But if you're guilty, yeah, you're going to be cursed, right? So you also write that. So you write posuk yud tes, and also going till the end of chof as well. Okay. Now eila, the word eila from posuk chof gimel is to miut. Is the miute klalois shebe mishna Torah is to exclude. You don't have to write every curse in the Torah. You don't have to start writing all Parshas Kisavo, all the curses in Kisavo, and also you don't have to write the curses. There's another curse on the side also in Vayikra. You don't have to write the Chukosai, all the curses in Chukosai as well. So you basically don't write general curses. Now, and it says Ha'ele. Mishnah Torah means in B'midbar, Devarim, sorry.
Mishnah. Why are
you doing that? Again, there's two in the Torah. There's two times with these curses. Yeah, there's curses in Parshas Kisavoy, and there's also Parshas is in B'chukosai. Right, so those sets of curses that are mentioned in the Torah, you do not have to write them. Well, that's what it's telling us right over here. It's saying, it's coming to tell you that only these curses and not those. A curse is Eila, I mean the aforementioned ones. You have to write in this parchment of the soul, so are not others. No, or you say, why did I say no? Because I said there's a gersh on the side. If you look at the aleph on the gersh, so it really means both. It means also the ones in Shavuos Kohanim, yeah. Okay, so now ha'ela, right, is lemute savois ukabalos amen. Okay, so what are Tzavaois? Tzavaois is Posuk, I think it's Chof Beis, no, Chof Aleph, where it says, V'hishbiya Kohen Esa Isha, where it's telling the Kohen what to do. Right, we don't write the Tzavaois, yeah, The Kabbalah's Amen. Kabbalah's Amen means when she accepts it, and the woman will say Amen, Amen at the end. So you don't write that either. Okay. So that's Rebbe Meir. So basically, it's just a sikkum that according to Rebbe Meir, you write basically the curses, and you write the curses that we infer from the blessings. Okay, but you do not write the commandments or the accepting of the amen and the curse. Now, Rebbe Yossi, kulu kudikamat. Rebbe Yossi says, I agree with you, Rebbe Meir. It's like you said. However, S lirabois savois mekabalois. The S is going to include what you skipped out, meaning the tzavois and the kabalos. The tzavois means the kohen telling the kohen what to do, and the kabalos means the woman accepting the curse. No,
it does include them.
It does include them. Yes.
So what does it mean he accepts it? Because we had a drush to include them. So how can you?
He has S.
Yeah, but I'm saying. But
oh, you say how could it come out? Okay. Yeah, I hear what you said. Come on. But anyway, we're going to ask. It could be that the Gemara didn't answer that because the Gemara's going to ask a question of Rebbe Meir. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to see because Rebbe Meir's a bit strange.
What's it? The Mishnah that said we say Amen, everyone thought you
don't say. No. That's good. You well analysed. The first two sheets that says you. The first and the last sheet that says you don't say Amen, Amen. But the middle one did not say you do not. Rebbe, okay, you'll see it. So now, Rebbe Meir, right, so now this could be why Yisrael had a good question, but this could be, we're ignoring that now, because this could kind of answer it anyway. Right, but Rebbe Meir, etim lo dorish. Rebbe Meir doesn't dorish the etim. Good. Now, we're going to shelve, there's going to be a question of Rebbe Meir soon. But Rebbe Yehuda, now Rebbe Yehuda, he's the one who writes the least, yeah? Kulu b'miyuti. Right, he takes all of these droshes and uses them as a limitation, right? Excluding. So we're going to work it through. Dorish lehu. Alos, right? So alos, the word alos, right, means alos mamash, which means curses. So that, I mean, it says in the Torah, and you should write the curses. So obviously that means you write the curses, yeah? But when it says ha alos, the hay of the alos, means lemiutse, means to exclude klalos abois machmas brochois, right? The curses that we infer from the blessings. Okay, and Eila, when it says Eila, it's Lemuti Klalos, should be Mishnah Torah, to exclude the rest of the curses in the Torah, the general curses. Ha Eila, yeah, is Lemuti Tzvois for Kabbalos, that you don't do the Tzvois and the Kabbalos means that when you're telling the coin what to do, and also the Amen, Amen. Now, here's the question, which is, okay, Rebbe Meir. Now, Rebbe Meir, my Shnah. Hi hay. What's the difference between Rebbe Meir with this hay, Demarbi, that it includes things? Bay. I'll explain what it is. Let's just get the reading, yeah? Omaishna Bahai hay Demamai it's bay. That it excludes. Basically, Rebbe Meir, there's two hays, right? There's got Ha'alos and we've got Ha'ala. So with one he includes things, and one he excludes things. So be consistent, Rebbe Meir. Yeah, so what's going on? And this could answer your question, right, Yisrael. Okay, so now, so what is the, so let's look. So he says, we'll kind of see though. Basically, we've got ha'alos and we've got ha'ela, right? One is inclusive and one is exclusive. Well, basically like this, ha'alos is the inclusive, the hey on the ha'alos, and the, right, ha'ela is excludes, yeah? Hey, no, so this is an answer, everybody. Hey, the Gabi, a hey that is by the Rabuya, that is said on a word including, is Rabuya he? Is a Rabuya. Basically, the hey goes like the word that it's on, right? So if it's coming to include, therefore the hey is an inclusive, yeah? And hey, the Gabi, the Miuta, and the hey that is by a Miut, yeah, is going to be Miuta. Beautiful. Makes sense. Okay, so now if you work it through, it's very straightforward. But yeah, we've got all the we've got this one pasuk. They all argue, what do you include, what do you exclude, and fine. Now the Gemara asks a question though. Baha leis lei the Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir doesn't. Oh, this is a famous shita with Michlal Lab Ator Shemei Hein. Rebbe Meir doesn't hold with. I'm going to read this out. Michlal from an inference from a something negative. right? Atos shemei hein, you hear something positive. What does that mean? Basically, he doesn't say that if you say not, that you can't learn the inverse, or the flip side, that means yes. I mean, if I say, like, if you don't do this, right, I can't make an inference that, but if you do do it, you'll get this.
I don't even know he doesn't make an inference. This is your point.
No, because, well, first, the problem is over here that he was the one who said that the klalos abal machmas brachos. We write. No, but the reason we write it, we're not writing any blessings on this parchment. All the things that we're writing on this parchment are negative things, like curses, right? So how can he write on this parchment? Yeah, basically, he's understanding from these psukim that it's a klala, and he's inferring a klala from a brocha. But with the rules that Rebbe Meir learns the Torah, he doesn't hold with that, right? So Rashi, okay. So basically, it's a general principle. Rashi speaks out that we learn it from with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven when they went over to the Israel, whatever, from the Transjordan, whatever. That they had to make a Tanai. They said, if you're gonna go over, it'll be good. But then it says, and if you don't go over, it will be bad. So why did you have to say, if you don't go over, it will be bad? Right? So therefore, you see that you've got to speak everything out. So Amar Rebbe Tanchum, says Rebbe Tanchum, I'll answer this to you. Hinoki Kasiv. Okay, Hinoki Kasiv, which means, yeah, that this is negative, right? It means it explicitly says a negative. So over here, this is, if you look at Tosfos over here, you see the Tosfos over here to the top left. So let's just read Amar Rebbe Tanchum Hinoki Kasiv Hacha Perish Rashi. Rashi has a drasha over here. Yeah, Shitidroish Hachi Tuma Tachasi Sheikh Chinki. Okay, Aval, let's just ignore that though. Aval Basof Perik Shavuos Eidos. But there's another Rashi in a different Masechta in Shavuos Eidos, which Tosis is going to choose. We're going to ignore the Rashi over here, basically. Tosis is saying, we're ignoring the Rashi over here. We're going to choose the other one. Piresh, Hinoki below Yud. Well, if you say Hinoki below Yud, because there wasn't a Yud in it, if you see the word, right, Hinoki, yeah, it could have said, Hey Yud, Nun Kuf Yud, right? From the fact that it omitted the yud, it's alluding to honki means to like chenek, like strangulation, death. Yeah, koi akra debasre, and therefore you read it on the posuk going after it as well. You have vaat ki sotis, if you drunk the mashmahochi, the following honki, you're gonna choke mimayim amari ma'ela, you're gonna choke from this water vaat ki sotis. Okay, so that's basically. We've got to go through this. Just for the people who want to look in, if you look at the Hashmatos in the back, I actually preferred with regards to the this last bit, whatever he's working through. But basically, the question is, according to Rabbi Meir says that he doesn't hold Michlal Lav Atosha Meihein, right? From an inference from a negative, you don't hear a positive, right? He doesn't hold with that, so therefore it has to be written explicitly that this thing will happen, and that we learn from the fact that it omitted a yud. Now, if you look at the back of the sefer over here, there's a Rashi brought from Kedushin, which I kind of liked, which kind of explains it. If you spend a bit of time on it, but so it's in the back of the book over here, Ayin Shom.